the itching ears of people wishing for all kinds of bizarre conspiracy theories, ideas, and so forth is going nowhere. Really, come on now. People now saying, oh, yes. One day they'll say, oh, the earth is flat. The next day they say, oh, Egypt is America. In what sense do they say that? Geographically? Well, physically, historically, spiritually? Yeah, there's a lot of things that are just ridiculous about any kind of notion of that regard. But here we have all sorts of people just running to these kinds of silly ideas. It says every wind of doctrine. Now people will even say that the God of the Old Testament is the devil, even though his only begotten son is Jesus the Christ and fulfilled that law perfectly and did it in the right way as intended. So now just give it up. Come on. We don't need more detractors. Either you're with Christ, you're with Him, and you have the source, okay? Or you're just with the detractors. So let's realize King Jesus has the victory. He won at Calvary. And every principality is under our feet, it says. All powers and principalities, dominion and might, they are under our control. It says that the last thing to be defeated is death, and that till then, there's some rebels who might try and sneak out from under our feet, but it says they're going to keep getting subdued back under there where they belong, as it says. You know, and that's what you have. Sometimes the demonic kind of type people and spirits and all of that will think they have power, but no, they keep ending back where they belong, under our feet. And finally, it says they'll all be ashes under our feet. But they're already placed there, and they really can barely rise up from there. They're defeated foes. It's like you got a fingernail trying to reach up out from under your foot. But you're in Christ. If you are in Christ, and He is in you, that is a quite a victorious status. It says that they who say they are Judah and are not will say, God loved you, and will bow at your feet. It says, that is where we are. There's no other place. And it says, in the place where it is said, you are not my people, it shall be said of you, you are the sons of the living God. It's such a higher position. Now in God, in Christ, not just in Israel, not just in the physical, but also the spiritual. And we have a great and higher status. As it says, he that is joined to Yahweh is one spirit. And that the first man, Adam, was a living soul, and the last man, Adam, a life-producing spirit. That's the last man, Adam, was called in Christ. The Christ, the man, was called the second Adam, Jesus the Christ, okay? The second Adam. And better promises and so forth. Not neglecting or removing his eternal laws, but fulfilling them. And bringing about what was foretold, that he not only with his son will not withhold from you any good thing, but with him will give you every good thing. It's not just all about pleasing the flesh here, but if you're with Christ, you're with the source. All the rest are detractors. It's just a word I feel is meant to share out there today. And I pray it's a blessing. Take care and may God bless you.